Investec Minds, brought to you by Investec Corporate and Institutional Banking. So Investec's been running a vodcast series titled Investec Minds for the longest time. The series is aimed to tap into some of the most valuable minds within that Investec business and within the investment landscape. Each episode is meant to offer some interesting insights into relevant topics and potential investment opportunities that you and I might be able to take advantage of. The series has come to the end of its first season, but before we close out that season, we have a snippet from the last episode of that season. The host, of course, of that show is Fifi Peters, and in this particular episode, she chats to Leanne Large and Frida Hammersma around the various investment avenues, including fixed income, debt, and credit markets that institutional investors take advantage of. Let's listen in on that conversation.
Hello and welcome to the sixth and the final episode of season one of the Investec Minds podcast with myself, Fifi Peters. We finish off the season by looking at the investment universe at large. It is a big universe. It's a complex universe with quite a number of players all looking to maximize their returns, from asset managers and pension funds, insurance companies, banks, as well as retail investors like you and me. But to help us understand how the world of money moves in a specific or two specific investment corridors, I am joined by Leanne Large. She's the head of distribution and loan syndication at Investec Corporate Investment Banking, as well as Frida Hammersma, who is the head of multi-asset structuring at ICIB. So ladies, this investment ecosystem or universe that we're talking about, quite large, quite complex. Let's perhaps begin with understanding exactly where each of you fit into it. Frida, beginning with you.
Yes. So let's start with the managed REIT. Me or you, we want to invest or save. So we buy unit trust or our pension fund money. Contributions are made every month, being deducted from our salary, or even I want to buy life insurance. All of this money then gets pooled and is being managed by asset managers or life companies. And these are our clients. So they're looking to then invest the money in either property, could be equity. But where we come in is fixed income and credit. This is where we then provide products where they bulk all of the money that they receive from their retail investors. And we provide the wholesale products for them to invest in.
Leanne?
At the end of the day, these institutions and life companies are trying to source from a variety of sectors available, and those can be your government bonds, corporates, SOEs, and property. And from that, they would be able to get quite a good diversification within the funds and be able to obtain some form of target return. So over the last long period, there has been this subdued need for new funding, mm-hmm. and fixed income assets have been very scarce to find. So what investors have done is, as the corporate sector has become smaller, the SOEs have been not accessing the debt capital markets as much. That whole sector has fallen away. And property has also become a little bit more muted over a certain period. So what investors then did is they looked to try and continue utilizing the cash that has been sitting in the funds and looking for opportunities where the yields were higher. Mm-hmm. So things like government bonds, which had very attractive returns, make sense for a lot of the institutions to put into the funds. But what we're really needing is some additional growth, mm-hmm. and that then enhances the need for these counterparties to raise money. So corporates would generally raise money through banks. Mm-hmm. As they get to critical size, they may need to look at alternative formats of raising the money. And that's where they could set up a bond program and start issuing bonds in the market, which institutions can then buy and obtain that holistic diversification within the funds.
Okay. So activity has essentially been a little bit wanting right now, if I'm understanding you correctly, because the economy hasn't been growing. Is that what it is?
Exactly, yes. So instead of new companies coming through, maybe requiring money to set up new factories or invest within the country, that has been muted with the uncertainty, political uncertainty that we've come from, and has created less of a need for this additional funding. So as this liquidity has built up locally, that scarcity of assets and demand and supply dynamic has been extreme, and that has put pressure on pricing.
Frida, it's a broad question on the political climate right now and how that has influenced your world for the better, if at all.
After elections, where one could see that the country is now maybe on more stable footing in terms of government, you know, that just poses more opportunities for investors coming into the South African bond market, feeling that it's giving good returns for now, maybe a slightly safer investment opportunity. So yes, it's definitely been a very positive outcome for our bond market.
Okay. And I think with you know, this green shoots and a slightly more positive attitude that seems to be coming through, you can definitely feel there's more energy within the bank, more opportunities that deal teams are wanting to take through, looking for new funding partners and investments. And I think that all plays well in terms of creating the supply that we need. Once we have more supply, pricing levels should even out. There's more opportunities. So I think we're sitting in a good position for now. And as a bank looking to take it forward and maximize private, public sector participation to try and help the economy and help grow businesses.
Thanks to the both of you for joining season finale of the Investec Minds podcast and really giving us a better understanding of what your investment corridor does do and what it looks like. Thank you.
Thank you.
The views expressed are those of the contributors at the time of publication and do not necessarily represent the views of the firm and should not be taken as advice or recommendations. Investec Bank Limited, an authorized financial services provider and registered credit provider.
Investec Minds, brought to you by Investec Corporate and Institutional Banking. Investec Corporate and Institutional Banking offers solutions that align with your unique corporate banking needs. Don't settle for ordinary. Contact our award-winning team of specialists dedicated to helping you grow your business. With unwavering expertise and a commitment to excellence, we deliver bespoke solutions to navigate the intricacies of the corporate landscape. From financing and risk management to mergers and acquisitions, Investec ICIB is your trusted strategic partner at every stage. Investec is an authorized financial services provider. Terms and conditions apply.